Couple of years ago, CIA Director George Tenet decided that his agency was not doing enough to retain talented staff. His solution was to create CIA University. It's the CIA's answer to the military war colleges and to the training challenges presented by a huge new generation of CIA officers. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly visited CIA University and has this report.
At an undisclosed location in suburban Northern Virginia, here in room 2002 of a nondescript office building, CIA Spy School is in session.
Here's the scenario. The date is the 12th of April, 1988. You are a terrorism analyst.
Clark, we can't give his full name, is the instructor. He's leading a classroom of future CIA analysts through a case study. They're shown a photograph, given a few details about a man arrested with explosives in his car, and told to come up with the questions they would ask to figure out who the man is.
And if he's a foreign national, find out his nationality and go to his host country.
Where was he headed to?
Right.
Or
all the who, what, where, when, and how questions.
Yeah. Well, he said he's not talking.
In this exercise, Clark is about to have to speak for the CIA on an interagency conference call. After comparing notes, one student is assigned to brief Clark on the group's conclusions about the suspicious man.
He may be acting alone. There's absolutely no intelligence to indicate this is part of a larger plot.
Okay. Though prudence would dictate what kind of warning at this video teleconference?
Prudence would dictate some sort of warning.
Yeah. warning to what?
Clark pushes the group, asking, what do we really know about this man? Does he pose a terrorist threat? Only inside the U.S. or to American interests worldwide? Finally, Clark declares himself satisfied.
All right. All right, well, thank you very much. I feel very well prepared for this video teleconference.
I'm glad you're the briefer.
CIA University isn't really a university in the traditional sense of the word. Most courses last only a week or two. It's hard to spare people from their line jobs for longer than that. A big part of CIA University's mission is training mid-career and senior staffers. And it's the first stop for all new recruits. Every CIA employee now starts their career with a week-long intro course named, you guessed it, CIA 101. Gail Jackson is director of the CIA's Mission Academy, which runs the course.
The very first part is just getting people grounded in where are you now and what kind of briefings they have to get to, just so that they can get sworn in, you know, now that they have a security clearance, and then they recognize what are some of the rules of the road in terms of security.
After CIA 101, students graduate to more specialized training. 16 languages are taught here. There are workshops on dirty bombs and money laundering. And one recent morning, a class on manufacturing chemical weapons.
I don't want to get to a temperature where this stuff is going to blow up. Okay? So, what's a way to remove something by distillation without it getting too hot?
Students scribble notes as Carl, the teacher, gets into the finer points of chemical production. Another skill taught at CIA University is how to write the president's daily brief. That's the highly classified document circulated only to the president and his most senior advisors. It's been in the news recently because of the controversial August 6, 2001 PDB, which warned that Osama bin Laden was determined to strike the U.S. Franz Box, president of CIA University, says writing a good PDB is an acquired skill.
Like a doctor who has to go in as an intern and help with an operation, our new analysts have to sit down and write PDBs using real traffic, real raw intelligence, and they're given time deadlines. In 2 hours, deliver me a draft on this topic, and then they are critiqued, sometimes very sharply, and then they go back and make a revision or try it again.
CIA University is constantly updating the curriculum to keep pace with current events. An Iraq familiarization class was added recently for the legions of CIA officers headed to the country, and some classes, no longer needed, are dropped. Franz Box remembers a class on drug production techniques from his training days back in the 80s, the height of the war on drugs. Box says, we don't have that course anymore. The world has changed. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News.